Blog Talk Radio.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, look. Human life in a tight crunch, hypnotized 9-to-5 world. Yep, that's right, the paradigm sucks. Improvise, improvise, force. Break it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, make analysis. Chant it down, all the fallacies. Chant it down, you've been lied to. Chant it down, we see right. Can we metamorphosize to it like a lamprey shedding light to it?
Live from the Hawaiian Islands, it's Chant It Down Radio with your host, Lumen, the people beyond.
Break it down, chant it down, look. Break it down, chant it down, look. Break it down, chant it down, look. Break it down, chant it down, look.
Oh yeah, another episode of Chant It Down Radio. Welcome everyone. Welcome to Chant It Down Radio, where we deprogram from the deep program, and we chant it down to the fullest degree. I'm your host, Loomis, and here with another episode. This is episode number 31, and today's topic is another system tentacle called Sweating the Petty and Disarming Fear, and I'll be getting into that topic soon here on the show. But if you're a first-time listener to the program, maybe this is one to stop and listen to later and go into the archives, because the archives have a lot of different episodes you might want to catch up on before you head into these topics. Getting into a series of shows, so definitely in the middle, more deep in the middle now. So definitely better to check out the archives. And the archives, as simple as going to Blog Talk Radio, or just actually even better, just Google up Chant It Down Radio, and it'll come up on the screen, and all the episodes will be on there. Bold type letters for the system tentacles. You'll see how that goes and get into that, as well as the other archives out there, the rest of the 30 episodes behind this one. And you can also get an iTunes feed of this show if you enjoy it, and have it download automatically into your iTunes account, and have a fresh episode of Chanting It Down. All right, so this show, continuing to unwrap the system tentacles that we're wrapped up in. So get into the topic in just a little bit. For the month of May, I decided to do a little deal here on the show. I am a musician, as you may know if you listen to me. I've been doing underground abstract hip-hop for a long time, and I have lots of CDs. I have a mountain of CDs in my closet, and I'm realizing that they're just sitting there, and I haven't been able to do gigs and things like that to really sell them, and you know, CDs don't sell the way they used to. So I do have some, and if you're interested in the album that I carry, it's called Waking the Systemites, the group People Beyond, and I'll proudly ship that out to you for $2 from the Hawaiian Islands for the month of May. So just contact me at stayrootsmusic@gmail.com, and let me know if you want the deal, and I'll ship it out to you. Just being generous. And this album's all about chanting it down, so it fits in with the radio show, and I don't see why not. So I thought for the month of May, I might as well give out the CD, Waking the Systemites. Every track's different. It's a CD of a collection of about 10 years of material that I did here and there, and just sort of put together a CD. I recorded it in 2008, and just never really got around to, you know, selling. By the time 2008 rolled around, you got CDs phasing out anyway, and people are all into downloaded music. But I think there's something to be said about that. I've said on other shows, if the loss of the physical item, the hard copy, the downloaded music, for me, doesn't do it. I always like to see the artists insert and read the production and the credits and just the different things. Maybe I'm just like that, but, you know, if you're old school like me. But anyway, if you want to support me as an artist anyway, the $2 basically just covers shipping, so it's not really like I'm making any money anyway. But would like to share that with the world and get some of these CDs out of my closet. So if you want to take me up on the offer, just again, email me at stayrootsmusic@gmail.com. Stay roots, like roots from the tree. Tomorrow night, be doing episode 32, and that will be with the good friend of the show, Double A. Couldn't make it on the last show, communication barrier here we had, just so doesn't matter. We'll get our good friend Double A and maybe some others too that want to chant it down tomorrow night and come chant it down. Call in show, topic list just all over the place, and that's just how we do. So having a little fun with that. And so anyway, that'll be coming up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Hawaiian time, which is 3 hours behind the West Coast, and you do the math, figure it out. But in the world, we're the second last time zone, so before the next day, so you do the math on that too. But if you want to catch me live tomorrow night, we will be doing the show at 7 o'clock Hawaiian time out here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I also decided for the month of May, I'm going to challenge myself a little bit and eat no sugar or very, very low amount of sugar. I realize that, you know, and I've said on even one of the Sister Tentacle shows about nutrition and health that, you know, sugar impairs a lot of things. Sometimes I let it get out of control. I realize that I get all these cravings for it, and I just kind of feed these cravings for sugar. And it's a hard one to quit. It's difficult. So I decided to challenge myself for the month of May and have no more sugar and see how that goes and see how I feel. So I'll be reporting to you live on shows to tell you how I feel without sugar. It'll be interesting because it's not easy to kick some of these habits. It's one of the things that I just forget about because sugar's in everything. It's in everything you look at. It's in your refrigerator. It's in every just about everything if you take a look. And I'm going to try to avoid as much as I can in a realistic life, being realistic here in the life I live, which is very busy. And that's why I do an episode here and there. But been able to chip away at some lately. And so tonight's topic is called Sweating the Petty and Disarming Fear. This is System Tentacle number 12. So I've gone through quite a few now, so you can kind of catch up, like I say, in the archives. And this is one that's sort of Sweating the Petty that I need help with too. When I do these shows, not even am I perfect at all. A lot of these things I'm talking about, I get caught up in too. I get wrapped up in the system tentacles. You know, I try not to be, but I still get wrapped up in them. So don't think that I'm talking from some podium, some platform down at you. I'm talking to myself as well. I worry about things that shouldn't be worried about, and we all do. But it's a helpful thing not only for others out there that want to, you know, find some kind of value in these tips here. It's also helpful for me to just kind of, if I wanted to listen to this archive, come back to it and be like, wow, yeah, I don't remember where things are at. So anyway, it's part of the life we lead here on planet Earth, and it's a really kind of embedded one. This tentacle, of course, connects to all the system tentacles, and that's why I say to listen to the archives, because they all spill into each other. They're all like a network of connected, you could say, wires that are all connected to us, and plucking them off, pulling them off, you know, getting identifying the corruption in our life and separating from it, so you know that that's not you. And so here we live in a life that is constantly needing us to perpetuate the motion of survival. And so that sticks us in fight or flight mode, which we all know is a mode that becomes default in our minds, that we need to survive, and it's a natural thing that happens within our brains allows us to go there, and it has its purpose, but we're always in it because there's never really a calm, peaceful time. Oftentimes, it's always insurmountable to all the things we got to do just to survive, and all the things we worry about. We worry about, of course, survival, making it. We worry about the future, and that I talked about in the system tentacle time control about how we worry about stuff that hasn't even happened yet, and all we can really do is focus on now, the present, and fear of the unknown. People are always in fear of the unknown, and I'll get back to all that in just a little bit. But what the worry and fear does is it excites the brain with stress hormones. It activates things in our body for fight or flight mentality. But what it does is these stress hormones are no good to our health, as you know, I'm sure. When you release these hormones, you're more prone to human disease. You're more prone to getting sickness because you're letting your guard down. You're focusing all your energy on a worry and letting your defenses down, your immune system. And worrying and stressing, it causes emotional problems in people because it's one thing after the next to worry about, and you become a mess slowly. And this one really, really grabs a hold of us deeply, and it needs some a good look. It needs some light, and it dampens your memory too. It takes away your present moment awareness in now, because you're so focused on worry and stress. And it's actually the threshold of clinical depression. This is chronic worry leads to more serious disease, including mental illness. So we got to go and go, wow, what are we so worried about all the time? Why are we all stressed? Why are we all a mess? And, of course, it goes into all these other system tentacles. The work that we do, your job every day, that stresses you out. And why you go? To make money. And because money, there's never enough of it. And then there's also never enough time. And so all these, swirl in together and create a very stressful world that we live in. Now, what most people actually worry about is, of course, the big one, paying bills, survival. Am I going to have enough to pay the rent? Am I going to get there? Am I going to actually be able to afford this and my rent? And you're just juggling all these bills. Can I make that payment on time? Or am I going to get this late charge? And then just the nerve of any company, like, say your electric company, you don't pay your bill, they add in a $10 late fee, as if that's really going to help you. That pisses me off to think about that kind of stuff when people are obviously not paying their bills. They're having trouble, and so they add on a late fee. That's just mafia style. And I hope one day that judgment comes upon these evil corporations that do these things like that, that just torment the poor and those that barely make it. And so most people worry about bills all the time, and it seems legitimate, and it seems that that is something to worry about. But we gotta take a few steps back and chant this one down. Survival and debt too, being in debt to anybody, and especially loans or a bank or something, that's stress. That's something above your head that you got to always think about. But that's just it. We have to pay to exist. So it's a real messed up situation, which I've gone over. But most people worry about, of course, paying bills, survival. What also a lot of people worry about is, what do I want to do with my life? You know, am I in the right job? What am I going to really do? This job sucks. And of course, your job itself, hating it, and things you have to do there after work, going to sleep, and or on your way to sleep, you're still your mind's still in your job, and that's something that really needs to be chanted down. And of course, most people also worry about their relationship. Maybe you're in a bad relationship, and you're not with the right person, or you question the love, or the many stresses that a relationship can bring. If you're in an abusive relationship, and all that to deal with in the mix of life, job security too. If you don't know if you're going to have a job in a month or something, and that goes back to that one, and then the daily things, keeping the house clean, and people are always also worried about their appearance. I got into that on the show about ego, and ego ran amok, and then also getting old, and people worry about getting old, and these are all things that seem legitimate. They seem like, well, yeah, those are things you need to worry about. But who told you that? Who told you we need to worry about all these things? Sometimes you just got to take a few steps, turn it on its head, and chant it down. Because guess what? Worry never ends. It never ends. It's always one thing to the next. And it's never going to stop. And so with life here, we really have to weigh out what is important really to worry about. And I'll come back to that a little bit later too. But just the fact that, I think when you weigh all this out and then you look at your loved ones, now that's important to worry about, the people you love in your life versus these material things, these ways of survival. What about the people you love? Now if somebody's in chronic health problems, has some, or on a deathbed, that's stressful, and that kind of worry, well, it is what it is, and it's awful, and it's hard to deal with, but that one deserves more emotional worry. But keeping ourselves out of it, and I'll try to come back to that and flesh that out too. But what worry becomes is, see, you have all these worries juggling, the paying the bills, and the what do I do with my life, your job, the relationships, blah, 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 all this. And it becomes a habitual way of thinking. Okay, what's the next thing I need to worry about? So worry never ends. And some people attract stress. Some people actually attract it. They actually like it in their subconscious. They actually want to bring it in. And some people, they want to bring you down to their level of deep worry. They want you to feel the same as them because they want, well, misery loves company. And they want that person to go, oh no, we're all going to die. And that is the kind of people that I call succubus. They suck your energy. They want you to be down on their level. And then that takes away your vitality, and that's very important. But in my life, I've done some worrying, and I still do, of course, and who doesn't? But I learned early that I didn't want to be a petty sweater. I didn't want to be someone who sweats the small stuff, and I really didn't want to be one that takes it so serious. I just always saw, as a model, I watched my father who would worry about the bills, and get so worked up about being in the hole and being behind on bills, and just the level of worry and upset and seriousness that he took it turned me off at an early age. And I realized the adult world must really suck. It must really not be a fun world to live in. Look at my dad. So I looked at him as a model because he always stresses so hard about these things. And I understand it's not easy to raise a family, for sure. But I learned at an early age that I didn't want to do that. So I've always, I guess, been on sort of a level that was different from most people because I never took it all too serious. And I think that's helped me through life as an early solution here in the show, just telling you that, yeah, we take it all too serious, and then we die. And there's so much more. There's so much truth that needs to become, that needs to come out of the world, and we need to really chant it down. I spent a long period of my life with a woman who I was married to, and she was a high stressor, very high stressor also. And it was hard for me because I'm cruisy, I'm mellow, and I don't really like to worry hard. And so when I was with her, we had, you know, an imbalance because I'm mellow, and I would calm her down, but it would just wear me out. So it didn't work. Eventually, things fell apart. But the story is just basically that, yeah, we also can get stressed out from others, and we have to watch out who we surround ourselves with because some people stress so hard that they want to bring you down, like I was saying. So that's just I wasn't evenly matched with her. So being with someone who's a high stressor can really change your chemistry in your brain and your body too, because you become adaptable. And when you adapt to someone that you're not, you can really become a mess yourself. So I'm more cruisy. I just like to be mellow, and like I say, from a model from the beginning, I learned that I didn't want to be someone who sweats the small stuff. And then, you know, I know that being with women, I've noticed, and men and women relationships, I've noticed that women are generally, of course, more emotional. So the worry often comes out more in the woman than the man. Men and women stress differently. It's just the way that we are. But just as some advice for anyone out there, is just make sure, not whether a lover or friends or whoever, don't surround yourself with those that sweat small stuff. Because if you can't convince them otherwise, you get drained. And when you get tapped out, then you're no good for the rest of the world. So, you know, what do we worry about so much? One of the things that I like I've read up on a little bit, and I knew from a long time ago, is 85% of what we worry about never happens. Some say more. So, here we are, these balls of stress in fight or flight mode, and 85% of it doesn't even happen. And we spent how much energy on all that? Amazing. And fear is a very dense energy. It's very low. It's a low vibrational energy. It brings us down. So all that time being sucked down to a level that we shouldn't be at. We shouldn't be there. So we have to take a look. And so taking a look and breaking it all down, 40% of things that people worry about never happen at all. None of it, you know, just completely doesn't happen. So you can just kiss that goodbye, 40%. 30% has already happened. So a lot of us suffer from some kind of trauma from our past, and it's almost unavoidable in life to come out unscathed in this crazy world and how we live unnaturally and away from family and out in a cold world sometimes, most of the time. So, but a lot of things have happened to us in the past that we bring into now. But always having to remember that this is now, and the present keeps updating itself, so we need to be in the present. You know, I know the cliche saying, be here now, but there is a lot to that. Whether you want to make up your own saying so you don't sound cliche, totally understand it, but be here in the present moment awareness of you. And things that take us out of present moment awareness, definitely sweating the small stuff and worrying and fear. 22% of problems are out of our control. So you think about, well, okay, your car had a flat. And, all right, well, you got to buy a new tire. It sucks, but you didn't do it. It wasn't your fault. You ran over a nail. You didn't see it. So there, 22%. So you got 40% never happened at all. 30% has already happened. 22% of problems out of your control. So that leaves you 8% that is within your grasp. And so what is within your power to worry about? Well, the things that you can help. And most of the time, not all the time, you can have your life in control of the things that you can control, as long as you can, you know, stay on top of it, which isn't easy. But just to know that 8% of things that we actually worry about really need to be worried about, and that's just censuses and things on the internet, but around there, around 8%. So that's something to really think about and really go back to the fact that 85% of what we worry about never happens at all. All of it is just built-in fear that we've taken on through many forms and many system tentacles wrapped around us as I've gone through. And after all, like fear, you know, it's a way of control. It's a way that they can control us. Look at the first Star Wars, or now Episode 4, you know, with the Death Star, and you have Darth Vader and all the leaders in a round table discussion about, you know, how they're going to keep all the star systems aligned. And one of the guys says, fear of this battleship, fear of the Death Star. Well, fear keeps people in line, and it does. It keeps us from going and crossing something that they say we shouldn't go to. Fear of the unknown. Well, fear is what they put in. And then also in Star Wars, the Empire Strikes Back, when Luke is talking to Yoda in his little hut, and, you know, Yoda says, no, he's too old, you can't train him, and finally Luke says, but I'm not afraid, and Yoda's like, you will be, and sure enough, that was what convinced him that he's not afraid. Being not afraid. So, in my life, I've gone over my story before, and I myself decided I didn't want to do what everybody else wants me to do. I don't want to do what the system tells me to do. I want to do what I want to do. And I felt my true heart callings in life was to be a creative person and use my creative life as a way of making money, possibly, but just doing that and screwing all the rest of it. So I decided to do that, and I got unemployment. I got purposely fired from my job, collected the unemployment, and lived off that, and then lived off credit cards and lived off of everything I could, not to work, to just be creative and develop myself and bring my time back. Now, I paid the consequence with those credit cards, but not the best idea. But at the same time, I was not afraid. I was not afraid to do what I wanted to do. I was not afraid to just go ahead and be me. And that breaking through that barrier really defines a person. And, you know, not going with the expectations of others and not going with the way of the world and just being you. And so many people don't try that. I just decided to. I felt my heart-led callings were much more important than all the bullshit. So I did. And I'm still glad today that I did that. Yeah, I was living like there's no tomorrow, but that's because now is important. And living like there was no tomorrow because I knew that right now I needed to do this, and I did. And so getting through that fear, the fear of the financial system, you know, the fear of, oh no, I'm not going to make it, really does tame that fear. It really, to me, realized that I'm going to be okay and I'm going to be all right. And that's just it. With all these worries and fear, we need to take a few steps back, turn it on its head, and chant it down. Because look at it for what it really is. And we really find a way out of it. Because learning to just kind of flow with things is so much better than being captive to fear and not surviving right. So where I always go back to a model on this show is I call the people beyond perspective. We are all people beyond this. We are all that. But because of the ways of the world that have taken us captive, the system tentacles that are wrapped around us and we're caught up in, we are not able to be people beyond. But there was at one time here on planet Earth, the Earth people, the original people of Earth that knew how to live on the land, that didn't have wars against each other, the peaceful hunter-gatherers of planet Earth. Now, I always go back to them as a model because maybe nobody was perfect that lived on planet Earth, but these people knew how to live on Earth and knew how to live peaceful. And one of the things that the indigenous Earth people would do is if they saw today, because there's hardly any left that to even really put in the model anymore, if they saw time travel to here now and saw what we're worried about, and they would laugh. They would probably go into deep laughter, and they would look at us and our silly suffering and just be like, you guys are crazy. You know, there's food to eat. There's water flowing from the streams. Why are you guys running around like nuts? Basically, that's what they would think. They would just be like trying to figure out what's all this all about. And so really that's the model is you know, looking at what indigenous Earth people would see this life as. And so fear, of course, lowers brain function. And so when we're worried about all these things, we're lowering our vibration. And we need to go to higher brain function. We need to go into the realms of creative intelligence and vibrate high. So those are the ways that we can, again, be free. And so that was me back in the day, you know, saying, well, I don't care about all this stuff. I'm going to go and live life and be creative because that was where I fed my heart and soul. And that is one of the deepest levels of intelligence is creative intelligence. Of course, it's right brain intelligence, which goes way beyond the left brain intelligence. It's right brain rules over left brain because it has higher states of being. It's the higher functions in your brain. It's your higher self going over the structured, more left brain framework. We go into the creative brain, which allows intuition and your heart to come into the role, and that's where you get somewhere. So laughing at all this, I mean, it's silly. Money is mostly digits on a screen, and we just take it so seriously, these numbers on a screen. I always say on this show that money is an unnecessary step in the process of survival, because here we live in a world that's backwards where we have to give ourselves all day to make money or to get a check, to go to the bank, to get money so we can pay our bills to live on Earth when wait, what happened? We used to live on the land, and we used to live from the earth, and it gave us everything we needed without having to put in a day's work away from the natural elements and the family and all that. So it's a real backwards way of looking at it, and we really do have to laugh and not take it so damn serious. And that's important, just to look at the fact that money is just digits on a screen, and we're screaming and pulling our hair out about it, you know? You know, if there's a way that you can just get this deep, divine laughter, laugh till you hit the floor. I mean, it is funny. It is. We got to laugh, and it's just, it loosens us up, and that's where the realm of entertainment can be useful. I think that there is a place in our brains that we do need entertainment, but not with garbage and fluff like they're talking about on the foolishness and shallowness system tentacle, but you do need that lighthearted funniness just to get to a place where you're loosened up and then go to a higher vibration. I mean, when it's out of your hands, what can you do? You know, what can you do if stuff happens? You know, electronics break, things don't work right, you get taxed too much. You know, there's a lot of things we just really can't help in this crazy world. And what can we do? If you can't do anything about it, then, well, is it worth stressing over? Well, it's easy to do, but it's not, it shouldn't be something that we should just get into like that. I think what is important also to do, another solution to sweating the petty, is if you can every day, write down in a journal, you know, what's really stressing you that day, and write it down, and then come back to it, look back later, and look at and see how wrapped up you were in it, and realize, wow, you know, that really wasn't that big of a deal. Most of the time, it just is that. It wasn't that big of a deal, and you're okay. You're always okay. That's one thing to remember. You do always come back to okay, usually. I mean, some things can really derail us, but a lot of times, you're always all right. After you get all that money for that rent, you've climbed up that mountain, and now you're paid the rent, and you're back down at the bottom again, but you've done it, and you made it, and you always do. You know, it can be hard, but you make it. So journal. It's an important way to just, you know, write it down and look at it and see what it really is. Take a few steps back, chant it down, and go to nature. Go to nature is important too. You go out into the elements of nature if you can. I know if you live in a big city, it can be difficult, but try to prioritize nature. Try to prioritize getting out and experiencing the real world, and put your feet on the ground and breathe the clean air and remember, and it does come back to you. So, you know, these are things that just help us to remember who we really are. And sometimes there is a need for the medicines, I call on the show, such as ganja, you know, marijuana. I mean, where the need of ganja is as a medicine can come in. I mean, sometimes we can't unravel from work. Sometimes work is so stressful and it took all of our last energy, and you need to change your energy, but you just can't. Sometimes intervention with the ganja can be useful, but used sparingly, as I've come to in life now over years of using it, that it gets abused. And if there's a fine balance, use it once in a while, and you get the correct properties that it holds, you don't zap your vitality too much. Use it all the time, you zap your vitality, and that's, most people abuse ganja, and I myself have a lot in my life, but I now know through many times now that it is to be used as a medicine, and used sparingly, but it sure can help to kick back and put yourself in a different mindset state. And I always recommend at night, away from all the duties you got to do, just to relieve yourself and kind of go into a different space. I think it's useful when it's sparing use, it's good, and with less habitual use, I should say. But yeah, also becoming flexible, becoming okay with uncertainty in the world, because nothing's for sure, and it's nice to stay flexible and flowing with life. Not an easy one, easier said than done, but it is true that if we can try to be more flexible and just more loose about things, less expectations, we're often not brought down. So, you know, easier living. Try to make your life as easy flowing as can, because, you know, taking this all so serious, it can just, what it matter in 1 year? Think about it like that. What does it matter in maybe 2 weeks? But what would it matter in 1 year? How about 5, 10? And then how about on your deathbed? Sitting there going, oh, I worried about that? You know, what a joke. That's where we're really at. We're trying to be in now, looking at now, and going, okay, now this is just happening now. But do we have to take it so serious? And so, you know, I chant down warriors. I really do. I never want to be a worrier and take things too serious. So we got to have a laugh and enjoy life and have a balance. I think that the value of focus and attention is, you know, on the important things in life and less on the shallow, as I talked about in the shallowness and foolishness. Where is your attention? Is it focused on worry that really won't matter? You know, so get into the truth. And when you get into the truth, you know, that matters. That actually has some leeway and some important things to follow that do matter. So, like I say that on this show many times, one of my catchphrases for this show is be a warrior, not a worrier. And I came up with that years ago, just I don't even remember how, but it just me saying to myself and others around is quit worrying, quit being a worrier, be a warrior. You make it through life, flow, you know, be flexible, be like water going through cracks, and you know, being able to spring back. And so it really does kind of help. And just be a warrior, be attentive, but relax and let go. So sweating the petty, disarm the fear, and know that you're going to be okay. And try to live light and easy. Now, one of the things that is part of this perspective, and the reason I put this system tentacle a little later in the tentacles rather than early, even though it's very basic, is because this perspective of the truth, the truthers, those that know of the New World Order, this perspective can generate in itself a lot of fear. And I thought I'd speak on that a little bit too, because myself, in my experience here on Earth, is I have become I've been awake for a while. I've been awake to what's going on in the world since 99, and I was given information by insiders in the system, and it really woke me up early, and I've had time to let this information settle in. And so I've noticed that it can really get out of control itself and become kind of a tentacle that wraps around people that they don't realize. So, you know, I think that it's a hard thing to come to terms with when you are told that the world you were brought to believe is a lie, and it does really rock the boat. And when you go down this rabbit hole, as I have already explained, in things such as, you know, the media and all the lies, and you know, you can get into it all, and it can get pretty overwhelming. I mean, the media sold you lies about 9/11 and all the false flags. You can investigate all that. You know, the world elite that run the world, they are the ones that really control everything from behind the scenes, and the presidents are puppets, and there's poison in your food and your water, the chemtrails in your sky. I mean, speaking of which, today, massive dumping. I mean, it was just incredible how much they sprayed, and I could feel the effects, and it feels nasty. It makes you feel tired, unmotivated, and out of it, and it feels like you've taken in a lot of excitotoxins. So looking at today, watching it, you know, spread the sky, I felt like I must be the only person that realized that those up there are not clouds. And it's just an amazing thing to be isolated like that. So you get into this perspective, and you know, the presidents are puppets, the schools lie to you, you're a slave, and the list goes on and on and on and on about all these things that, you know, come from the global elite running the world and the New World Order. And this thing takes people, and it grabs you and it shakes you up, and it's a hard thing to cope with. But I'm just here to tell you from my experience that there are different stages of the wake-up process, I think, and there are ways to control it from getting out of control yourself. Because when you're told all these things, it stimulates, it activates fear in a lot of people. I mean, as much as it is interesting, it's not the happiest information. It's not the most joyous thing to cover is that you've been duped, lied to, and that you're a slave. Not exactly the most fun information to get. So a lot of people go through the different stages, or the seven stages of grief, which is denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And you go along this, and sometimes you can experience them backwards, forwards, sideways, again, and go through many stages. But acceptance is kind of the final one. You realize you need to accept that this is the life that we live. But by accepting, you become a new human. You become a new person in the process. But along the way, there can be many pitfalls also. There could be many things that people get caught up in that kind of need to be chanted down, I think. Because here on the show, I sort of fuse together not just the truther perspective, but a few others too. And as I go through these system tentacles, you'll kind of understand more. But don't want to get too off track. But I see people get obsessed, you know. People get obsessed with this information, and it becomes sort of this thing that you can't stop talking about. And it is good, but it's also sometimes it runs away with the rest of your life. As you realize the position we're in, you realize the importance of the truth, and it's great. But you got to hold your horses a little bit. And see, people get very obsessed, and what happens is people get caught up in different kind of fanatical stages about on the unnecessary details. You know, like, you know,
about the things that we really don't need to know about as much, such as, like, you know, who's controlling who in the elite and all this. And really what it comes down to is we are the ones propagating this system. We are the ones. We are the masses. We are the ones holding this thing up. So it's always important to remember that and not get too worried about the elite and what they're doing. And it becomes a sort of an obsession, and people get fanatical and calling each other agents just because that person said this isn't right with this, and it's a mess, and it needs also to be take a few steps back and turn it on its head and chant it down, because this perspective has sort of gives a lot of people anxiety. And I'd say to be a judge of the information coming at you is don't get caught up in anything that brings your anxiety, you know, because you end up always worrying about the next, you know, what's the next false flag, what's going to happen, you know. And the thing is we don't really know the whole picture. Nobody does. People have pieces. We have pieces of a puzzle. Some have some over here. Some have some over here. But do we have the whole picture? We don't. And so we really don't know everything. But we have, you know, people have good ideas. But it's just that people get caught up. I mean, the fear run amok itself. And, you know, I remember just looking into information in the past about FEMA camps and these black plastic coffins and you know, that, you know, everybody's going to be put in these black plastic coffins when they die in these FEMA camps, or the swine flu, you know, that was going to be like the next plague, and that's what those black plastic coffins were for. And you could watch all these scary YouTube videos, and it's that waiting for the next thing. Well, that in itself becomes something that get caught up in, and it gets wrapped around you. And we have to chant that down too, because we can't sit around waiting for the next thing. We need to be, you know, focusing on living our lives the truest and giving out the truth itself. But the fear mongering, and if it brings up your anxiety, you know, we have to live our lives, and we shouldn't live captive to it. So, and the important thing to do, as I've learned on my own, not even having any friends to talk to about all this a lot of times, is learning how to dance with it, learning how to move with it, learning how to have one foot in and one foot out. Yes, know this information. Yes, it's the truth. It's happening. But also know that you have to live your daily life, and you have loved ones that need you, maybe. You have things that are of importance that you must, you know, think about at least and go through, but keep one foot out. Be vigilant, but don't freak out, because a lot of times they want fear reactions, and so that's still playing into what they want as is fear and anxiety, and we shouldn't give them that, not even at all. So don't feed them fear, and don't get too caught up. Live the truth. And how you live the truth is live your truth. Find who you are and become that, and live that to the fullest, as long as it's within, you know, a moral standard, you know, not hurting anybody else and stealing or taking anybody's freedom from anybody. Live your truth and put truth to action in whatever form you can. It's one thing to talk about it, but put it into action and see where it takes you, and trust the process. And everybody has their little niche, and it's amazing. You know, here I am doing the radio, and anybody can do a radio show, you know, if you want to. So here I am doing this, and this is what I know to put the truth that's been given to me into some form of action. And doing that, it helps. And you got to do something with this information, not just hold it in. And really, a lot of it is out of our hands. A lot of this New World Order is out of our hands. Doesn't mean that we should be passive. We should be, you know, active and doing what we can to awaken people, and there are many ways to do it. I think it comes down to a personalized level, and also in meeting people where they're at is helpful. And some people just need the truth slapped boldly across the face. It just depends on the circumstance and people and situation. It's a lot of variables. But just being more settled in with the information and cutting out, I would say, the crazy part as soon as possible, the fanatical part and the reactive part, and being able to accept it as life and continue on. And still being able to dance with it. So that's just a little advice I have, a little bit of a way to work within this, to know that, yeah, you're a slave, and yeah, you are a cog in this system, but you're also an amazing human being. And don't forget, you are people beyond this system. So that's just another thing to not get caught up in. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't live in fear. Don't let it captivate you. Enjoy life. Enjoy it to the fullest. So that's what I have to say about sweating the petty. And so that's basically, that's just this system tentacle. You know, unwrap from it. And take a look at it. Remember to laugh and live life. You know? So, if you've been on this journey with me, the system tentacles, then we started out back a ways, you can do a lot with this if you use it right. The first system tentacle was episode 15, and that was the media mind control. And when you take away what you feed yourself with the media, whether it be, you know, the news or junk, you know, going into the foolishness and shallowness and all that, when you take away all that and you take away the bad food and you put in exercise and cut out excitotoxins and alcohol genocide, getting wasted, you know, how different you just feel from just that right there. Amazing when you just take away those things. And so I did, the episode into that, and see the truth behind the medical system. See the truth behind the school system, your job as slavery, the money trance, time taken away from your life, and focusing on the right things, and don't let your ego go run amok. And when you identify these problems and you take out what you can start to see the world in better light, and it comes to you and it helps. So the System Tentacles series of shows is episodes starting with episode 15, Media Mind Control, 16 was Food and Nourishment, 17 was Alcohol Genocide and Wasteoid Culture, episode 19, excitotoxins, and then episode 21, the health industry, I call the wealth industry. Episode 24 was the school system, the Operation Indoctrination. Episode 26 was occupational hazards, all about jobs and slavery to the system. Episode 27 about the money trance, and episode 28, time control, all about time, and episode 29 was a doubleheader with the foolishness and shallowness, and then the ego ran amok. And so all that I've covered so far, and those are the system tentacles up to date. But still, yet to come on the show, going to have a show on nationalism and culture. And that'll be a show, you know, getting into the brainwash of you know, worried about your country and you know, standing up for the country and the culture, a culture that confines you to something you're not, whether it be a culture from a country or culture within a culture. You know, when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. And, you know, we're going to chant it down. Another show coming up will be the Closed-Minded Religion show, going into the religions that keep us from vibrate, going higher and seeing the truth, and not necessarily just religions, going into science as well, and all the belief systems out there that keep us attached to lower vibration and not seeing the full magnitude and actually getting a real relationship with the Creator, the Divine Creator. And then another show will be the left-right paradigm, getting right into how America and other countries too, you know, use the two-party program to brainwash you and get you into voting, and we'll chant that down. And then another show will be on technology. Is it good or is it bad? You know, we'll get into what holds us back as humans and as far as like holds us back in progress with this technology, and what is it really doing for us? Is it helping us? And then we'll get into a show called No Rulers, and that's about no government. Anarchism, yeah, don't believe in government on this show, and we'll get into that. And finally, the last system tentacle will be problems with civilization. We chant down civilization itself and really see it for what it truly is, and this isn't something that humans would have came up with on their own. This is a faulty way of life, and it is destroying the planet, the people, and we'll chant that down too. And so, as you can see, these are pretty controversial topics I'm going to be getting into in the upcoming episodes. No longer is it really real lighthearted. This is the system tentacles going up the ladder rungs now. And so if you're going to catch it from here on in the show, please go back and listen to the other archives, because those are all prerequisites to what I'm about to cover and get into the full chant down. So join me for more episodes of Chant It Down Radio as we fully chant it down to the degree it needs to go. We take the critique where it needs to go to really understand life on Earth so we can be people beyond. And then I'll get into the more topics that are beyond. So I hope you've been enjoying the show. Tune in tomorrow night if you can at 7 o'clock Hawaiian time for a little discussion with our good friend of the show, Double A, and we'll get into chanting it down to all degrees and all different levels with Brother Double A and possibly other guests too. See who comes on. All right, well, that is the System Tentacle, sweating the petty. Don't sweat the petty. Be a warrior, not a worrier, and live life and be happy and let it go. Just let it go and know that you're going to be okay no matter what, and you're going to continue on this journey. This journey is kind of like, you know, a trail. Maybe you've taken this trail up the mountain before, but maybe you didn't see some of the plants along the way, so I'm going to talk about the plants. I'll be your guide up the mountain, or maybe more like down the rabbit hole. I'm your guide down this path, down the rabbit hole, unraveling, and showing it to you from what I've been shown in the world, and just regurgitating the truth back out. So, much love. Keep on chanting down, and till we meet again tomorrow night. Keep on chanting it down, and much love and aloha.
Eventually you know you get farther. Mountain streams and warm ocean water. Found relief, my focus is stronger. Boundaries are broken in progress. How you think depends on how caught up. Doubt your dreams, defeat your high calling. Valleys high within the green forest. Now it's time for us to move toward it. Out right here you know you get farther. People beyond.
Are you awake now?